Chicago's Afternoon News. I'm Lisa Dent. Thank you for joining us. 14 years ago today, five women were murdered in the Lane Bryant store in Tinley Park. You remember that? I'm sure you do, because we all thought, oh, what happened? What's going on? Certainly they're going to find this person. A sixth woman who was a store employee was shot in the neck but survived and provided police with a description of the killer. On the phone right now is Tinley Park Deputy Chief Larry Rafferty. Thank you for joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. How are you doing today, Deputy Chief?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I'm guessing you're digging out of a lot of snow in Joliet, right?
I'm in Tinley Park, but yeah, it's an awful lot of snow.
Yep. I bet.
I actually live in New Lenox, and I gotta believe we're at 10 inches right now, maybe more.
And it's still coming down.
Oh, it is. It's terrible, but... You know, it's the Midwest and it's winter, and I guess, you know, one day you're going to be calling me and you're going to go, yeah, he's in Florida now. And he's enjoying himself sitting underneath a tree drinking a coconut drink somewhere, right?
That's what you should do after a life of service.
Real close. Let me tell you that. Getting really, really close.
So, Deputy Chief Larry Rafferty, this horrific day at Lane Bryant in Tinley Park happened 14 years ago today. Today is the 14th anniversary. And this is the Lane Bryant store shooting, and it wasn't just a shooting. Five women lost their life. And over the years, you have spent a ton of money investigating this. You've had investigators not only working in the community, but going to jails, trying to do anything they can to find the person that did this. And you do understand, or you do have information, or you do know that it is one person?
Yes. We are looking for a single suspect, yes.
Okay. Tell everybody about this story.
I don't have all the information, the times and things like that in front of me right now. I do know what time it was. It was this very day, and I believe it was about 9:30 in the morning when a single subject entered the Lane Bryant store in our marketplace mall, for lack of a better term, shopping center located 191st and Harlem Avenue in Tinley Park.
Killed that day were 42-year-old store manager Rhonda McFarlane of Joliet, Jennifer Bishop, who was 34 from South Bend, Indiana, Sarah Savransky, 22 of Oak Forest, Connie Wolfhook, 37 of Flossmoor, and Carrie, I think, Chuzo, 33 of Frankfurt. Five women killed, one survivor, and the focus has been on finding this person for 14 years, and now you've got a new set of eyes on it.
Yes, we do. We assigned two new detectives to it. Obviously, through attrition and through retirement and promotion, the two detectives who were on it and had been on it for the last 12 years, one is retired and one was obviously promoted. And the two new detectives are younger guys and very ambitious, hard workers, hard chargers, and the kind of people that need to work a case like this. People that have different ideas and different thoughts on how to investigate this, to go back and look at leads, go back and look at all the things that happened. There's over 7,500 leads that have been investigated, thousands upon thousands of man hours, thousands upon thousands of dollars by the Village of Tinley Park, and we've never stopped, and we just keep plugging away.
This is Deputy Chief Larry Rafferty. We're talking about what happened 14 years ago today at the Lane Bryant store in Tinley Park, where five women were murdered. And when I first saw the story unfold, everybody was horrified, but I also thought, well, that guy, whoever did it, must know one of those women in the store. Has there ever been any connection made?
No.
That's just stunning to me. And you do have a composite drawing that people can go on and look at. So tell everybody what you know about this person.
Obviously, the composite sketch is from our witness. We put it out years ago. We've had it changed and altered to fit 3D, things like that have come out. Like I said, many, many hours of countless follow-up and leads and travel and traveling all over the United States. Traveling to penitentiaries, traveling all over, talking to people, interviewing people, following up these leads. And, it's just one of those cases. But we're still out there and we're still doing it. We're not giving up. We're not putting it down. It is still an open and active investigation. And we're still following up leads daily, believe it or not.
And today is the 14-year anniversary of the shooting at Lane Bryant, where five women were murdered. And in the article I'm reading, they said shortly after 10 a.m. on the day of the shooting, which was a Saturday, an African-American man about 6 foot, maybe 6 foot two, with a husky build and broad shoulders, came into the store posing as a delivery man. That was according to police. And of course, at that time, you had 50 people working on it. Now you've had two retire. You've got new sets of eyes on it with two new detectives that are working this case. And $100,000 reward still stands. That's never been given away or claimed or anything, right?
No, No, ma'am.
And somebody out there has to know something, don't you think?
We would hope. Again, I've been doing interviews all morning. What I would say is things change. People's lives change. People's relationships change. I got to believe someone out there has some information. And I guess that's what we're asking the public. We've asked the public, to look at our sketch and keep these women and these victims in their minds. And, you know, if they hear anything, to please call us. But for me, better than that would be someone knows something. Like many of these cases, they're solved because someone comes forward and someone eventually says, hey, years ago, so-and-so told me this. Years ago, this happened, and it was very suspicious, and now those relationships changed. So, you know, there's a new people in new people's lives, and people are in different positions in their lives and different stages in their lives. And I hope that someone out there knows, someone out there has been told information that would help us, and that's what we're looking for.
And where do they find you? Where do they, you know, report anything they know? And I know this is hard because you've already investigated over 7,000 leads, and many of them lead nowhere. But if somebody feels like this is the moment they want to talk, or they remember something, where do they turn to? Who do they call?
We still have our information tip hotline. It's 708-444-5394, or they can email us. It's Lane Bryant, spelled out, tipline@pinleypark.org. That is still up and still out there. Anything at all that anyone knows that they be, you know, obviously all leads are appreciated. Anything, anyone, any information, anyone that thinks anything that can help us here with this investigation. Obviously, our ears are open. We still have detectives plugging away. So, and like I said, we will. The village of Tinley Park has spared no expense for this police department to keep investigating these murders. It's never left us. It's always going to be here until that day comes.
14 years ago, 5 women murdered in the Lane Bryant store. If you know anything, reach out to the detective and Deputy Chief Larry Rafferty. I really hope you get to that beach in Florida with the with the little straw in the coconut very soon.
Much,
we appreciate your service,
yes,
and I hope that
you have a great day.
I hope you get a lead from this.
Thank you. I hope so too.
Thank you so much for joining us. News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.